Safety, Bikeways and Pedestrian Safety Committee. Have you all had a chance to review the minutes from June? We didn't have a meeting in July. We didn't have a quorum in July. And so have you reviewed the minutes from June? Okay.
I move we adopt, accept the minutes from the June 14th meeting.
Second.
Okay, thank you. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of accepting the minutes, say aye.
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 I wasn't here.
Okay. So three ayes and one abstention. We do have a time. We've got some guests in our audience today, Steve and Terry, if I recall. They've got some topics they'd like to talk to us about. Steve, if you can come forward to the front table and tell us what you have on your mind.
Now? Yep.
Stephen J. Willett, 4694 Harcourt Avenue Northeast, Kaiser, Oregon. I've been there since 1989. I would like to suggest that parking on both sides of Manburn, where it narrows down at the Eve cul-de-sac, may be a bad idea. In the evening, late afternoon, early evening, both sides of Manburn have cars parked on them. And the clearance for vehicles that are passing between the parked cars is quite narrow, less than 2 feet. I measured it. And it's even less if you have a vehicle plus a truck. Now, my personal experience with the dangers of that system that allows parking on both sides came last week. I was driving west at 25 miles an hour, probably less because there are so many children there. And a pickup truck was driving east at least 50 to 55 miles an hour, which happens quite a bit. Now the truck was merging over into my imaginary lane. And he came on me so fast that I had to swerve suddenly to avoid a head-on collision. Fortunately, I didn't hit the car on the right-hand side, but I missed it only by a few inches. In the evening, and particularly at night, visibility is poor, especially with headlights shining into your car. And I've noticed in the last few months that when two vehicles in the evening approach, one of them may hang back and wait for the other to pass through to avoid any possible contact. And I'm seeing that more frequently, even during the day. I have no idea what kind of traffic safety policy is involved here. My suspicion is that the apartments only permit one parking spot per vehicle, per apartment. So this is an issue that may involve not only traffic safety, but the apartment complex. But I do believe it's worth considering carefully. I would suggest that there is an accident waiting to happen on Manburn. And if it's a direct head-on collision, there are going to be serious consequences. That's the long and the short of it. Thank you very much for listening to me.
Thank you, Steve. I do have a few questions for you. Questions. Steve, what are the cross streets on Manburn? Manburn, or what part of Manburn are you referring to?
Well, one side of Manburn from the Eve cul-de-sac up to approximately the Cherry Street turnoff is an apartment complex, quite a large apartment complex. And I'm assuming that most of the cars parked on the street are from the apartment. The opposite side of the apartment complex is a mix. There are some houses, single-family houses, and there are some smaller apartments. So there are quite a few apartments along that stretch of Manburn.
With the
My experience goes back a long time driving that, and it seems like more cars are being parked on both sides of Manburn in the last 2 or 3 years. I might be right or I might be wrong on that because I haven't actually gone out and tried to measure it over time.
Okay, very good. So the suggestion would be to limit parking to just one side? Is that what I'm hearing? Would the suggestion be to limit parking to just one side of the street? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, if you don't allow, if you're going to have cars parking on both sides of the street, then you're going to have a narrow clearance between vehicular passage. And obviously, I'm suggesting that cars shouldn't be parked on both sides of the street at the narrow stretch of Manburn. Now, there are various issues involved in that, so I'm simply pointing out the potential danger, and the danger increases at night. Visibility at night is quite poor there.
Manburn.
Yeah, go ahead, Michael.
Are we done?
We've got a few more questions, just to clarify your concern.
So you said the narrow part. Is that where you're talking about, where it curves? Is that?
I'm sorry.
You said the narrow part of Manburn. Is that where it curves?
Well, as you drive towards River Road, Manburn narrows down considerably, and the narrowing begins at the cul-de-sac called Eve. I don't know if it's Eve Street or Eve Avenue, but it's approximately at that point, and Eve is a cul-de-sac on the left side as you drive in the direction of River Road. And it stays narrow down to approximately the end of the apartment complex on the right side. It widens out as you approach the Cherry Street turnoff. If you drive it tonight or tomorrow or some whenever you have time, drive it at night, and you can see the danger of potential accidents because of the poor visibility. So I don't know if that answers your question, but
I was just trying to narrow down exactly where you're talking. I was just trying to narrow down exactly where on Manburn you were referring
well,
to.
Do you know where the Eve cul-de-sac is?
Yeah.
Okay. It's approximately from that point down to a little before the Cherry Street turnoff. Okay. In that stretch. The concentration, of course, is in front of the apartment complex. I've forgotten the name of that apartment complex, but...
Saragossa Apartments.
Yeah. That's the stretch I'm talking about. And I would recommend you try driving it at night, say 9:30 or 10 or something, just to see what it's like when you have very narrow clearance. And it's especially bad if it's a truck on one side and a passenger vehicle on the other side passing.
For the record and for everyone here, I did a quick measurement on Google Earth, and it's about 30 feet wide right there.
I might add that I raised this issue with the police department after my near head-on collision, and they recommended I make a presentation here just to raise my concerns.
If it's where I think it is on Manburn, there's an apartment complex there that has parking lot in the front that doesn't seem to ever be. I just rode past there, I think, this evening, and the parking lot doesn't appear to be full. So I'm wondering if there's parking for the apartments that isn't being used, or are these people parking who don't live there? Are they? We probably don't know that, but I'm just wondering.
A little bit of that.
Pardon?
I can answer a little bit of that. Some of it may be supposition because I live about a block from there.
Okay.
And a lot of people will park on the street because it is closer to their front door than the parking lot is.
Oh. Well, so it isn't like they don't have another option.
Right.
Do we know?
Well, I cannot address the apartment issue because I'm not familiar with their policy. I have been told that they only permit one parking spot per apartment. And if that's the case, then there's an obvious issue about preventing cars parking on both sides of Manbrun in the stretch I'm talking about, the narrow section of the street.
You also mentioned...
That's for the city council and the police department and code enforcement and whoever else might be involved to to address.
You also mentioned the lighting on that street might not be up to what we need, or how's the lighting on that in that area at night?
Light?
How is the lighting on that street at night?
Well, it's not good, and that's why I suggested you drive it at night. Take you about, well, if you drive from here, you can get there in a minute, and you'll find out what the clearance is like and what the light situation is. It's not particularly good. There is a street light there somewhere. I've forgotten where it's located. But I would say the visibility is poor.
Okay, very good. Any other comments? Joe?
Since I do live in that area, I ride and I walk that area quite a bit, and I understand the concern. I personally don't think it is a large issue because the lack of space causes traffic to slow down. If I were to make any suggestion, this would be a good spot where we should say, let's make it 20 miles an hour and see if we can make people do that all the time. I don't know if that'll happen, but... I don't think we need to stop the parking. I actually think if there was less street lighting, there would be better visibility at night. But that's again kind of a personal.
You got those bright lights. Got your bright those bright lights in your eyes, or
if you have a lot of street lights there, then you don't see oncoming headlights until they're actually in your eyes. If you don't have the street lights, you can see them reflecting off of houses, trees, anything. You know someone's coming.
You know the current speed limit on that street?
I'm not sure.
It's probably 25.
That'd be my guess.
From around the corner is 25. Yeah, I'm not seeing much street lighting at all, actually.
Okay. Any other discussion on Mr. Willett's issue? Okay, we have noted it, and we've got a few suggestions. You've got us thinking already. So,
discuss it next.
Okay.
Put it on the agenda for next month.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
We're done then.
Yes, we are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time. Terry, come on up.
Yes, thank you. Terry Frazier, 870 Ivy Way Northeast, and I've got another meeting at 6:30, so I'm going to have to be quick. Let me just say amen to his proposal. I think that is an accident waiting to happen there. We ought to do something there. It's kind of a dance you do, trying to squeeze between the parked cars right there. But at our neighborhood party on Tuesday, I got nominated to come. There was actually supposed to be some others come with me tonight too, but apparently didn't make it. But there's a lot of talk on Ivy. At the west end of Ivy Way, there are a bunch of apartments. There's not access to the apartments from Ivy. There's just a fence there. It's actually a gate that's always open. So there's walking traffic. We get a lot through there. But we also have a lot of people from the apartments parking their cars on Ivy. And I'm like a block and a half out from there, so it doesn't affect me personally. Everybody, the three or four houses at the west end of Ivy, both sides of Ivy, constantly have cars from the apartments parked in front of their houses, and they're dropping litter, and honestly, they're just been kind of a problem, the people themselves too. But I guess they've been ongoing problems with those people parking there and the residents there. But at the block party, we had a visit from both Councillor Freeman, Kim Freeman, and Police Chief T- Teague, and they both recommended that we come and propose that we do a resident parking permit on Ivy so that only those residents on Ivy could park on that west block at Ivy. It only needs to be, like I say, just the last block there at the west end of Ivy. And I wish some of the others had come tonight. They could tell you specifically what's going on, because it's been an ongoing problem for years, and they've had a lot of personal experiences trying to deal with it, and talking to the people from the apartments. And I really can't give you firsthand, you know, what's going on, but it's been a problem. So that's proposal, is that we do residential permit parking there.
Okay. Kind of a similar issue, overflow from the apartments, parking on the west end of Ivy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the proposed solution would be resident parking permits.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That was what the chief suggested, actually.
Do they have stickers on their cars specific for that apartment?
That I don't know. I presume they all have one assigned parking space, mm-hmm, per apartment. The parking at the apartments is usually pretty full. These may be second cars that some of them own. I don't know.
Mike?
So did you bring this up at the block party, or have you thought about this?
Yeah.
Where the residents would pay for this permit?
Chief said there would be no cost. That's okay. What he told us. So,
yeah, he could say what he wants.
But if there was a cost, I suspect, again, it's not reaching clear down to my house. I'm about a block away. But I suspect they'd be willing to pay for it. Just from, they were all sort of pretty hot about it. So I think they'd be willing to pay if they needed to.
Sounds familiar.
What would you like the traffic committee to do? What we normally do is we discuss issues and then we make recommendations to city council. Is that where you want us to go with this?
That sounds appropriate to me. Yeah, if
we decide So there's another item on the agenda next month. I have to go look at it.
All right.
Or if they would come back to the
you would come back to the next meeting that was on the agenda, or
we could, yeah,
we could just, you could watch it on TV, see,
yeah,
what happens.
Yeah, sure. Channel 23, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
Okay, so any other discussion on this item?
We could go look at it.
So we'll add it to our agenda.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your time, Terry. We're going to move on with our traffic meeting. We've been doing work on safe routes to school for House Bill 2017. We started off with a whole bunch of project ideas. We narrowed that list down. We finally came up with two project ideas that we want to develop further and define clearly. And we have Kennedy Elementary, that area, and the streets in that area. We do have some ideas that we've worked on. And we're also going to work on Cummings Elementary. And there's some that's been talked about a lot for many years at Cummings. And we do have a plan for that. That one is not written up just yet, but it will. The idea on that one's to create a multi-use path on
school,
on
Cummings.
On Cummings, on Delight, and having it merge right into the field there, if the city has right away into that field. Okay. So that would be the main portion of the Cummings project. The Kennedy project, we've developed a little more in detail. We've had some work sessions. David and I got together as a work team, and we took the suggestions from that I had previously written, and then he had written up some ideas, and we combined them together. And so that's what you have in your minutes and the agenda from Debbie. We've put it onto the template that we're going to be using for when we actually submit this to Safe Routes to School. It's an action plan is what it's called. What we want to do at Kennedy is to create a 10-foot wide paved multi-use pathway on the south side of May Street from Norin to Verda. There's six parts to this. We'd also like a crosswalk across from Norin from the paved multi-use path, which will connect the pathway to the school. Okay. Pave a wide bike lane on the north side of Kaiser Road from existing sidewalk to merge sidewalk on Verda. The purpose of that would be to connect to the existing city center. In the notes, it's section 5, and then C under that. 5C is where I'm reading. Install a three-way stop sign at the corner of Dearborn Ave and Norin Ave Northeast. And then another, add a sidewalk on the north side of Dearborn Ave Northeast, starting at Norin Ave Northeast and heading west for about 250 feet. So three of us, Hirsch, David, and myself, we worked on the first work team discussing the projects in Kennedy, mostly. And then David and I met, and we further refined it. So just to, and y'all have maps. There are maps of the Kennedy area in front of you. So maybe those street names make a little more sense if you have a map in front of you.
I want to make a point. David. Okay. The point I want to make is that if we're going to make a single proposal for Safe Routes to School, to ODOT for a Safe Route to School grant, aside, I think they're supposed to help us after we apply in case we screw it up. But anyway, we need to decide which single of all the things we could do, which one's number one to us. This is what we're really asking for. I had a real problem with that because the solutions to both the problems at Cummings and Kennedy weren't single issue solutions. None of the single things you wanted to do solved all the real problem we're having at those schools. Putting in a path at either school doesn't solve the problem, because you've got to do several things to solve the problem, and yet you can only ask for one. And that's because the amount of money tells you you're only going to get to ask for one. So that, and then some of the problems are really city problems. They're not necessarily, you know, it's kind of like, well, where's the city's responsibility, and where's the neighborhood's responsibility for the problems? That's just more of an issue that I just want to toss out, because I think we need to decide whether we're going to do Cummings or Kennedy, period. One or the other. I don't think you get to put both of them up.
I kind of agree with that, and I think the Cummings issue has been around for so long, and to me that is one solution. That's one solution of a sidewalk along Delight from Cummings School to Chamawa.
Actually, it would be a multi-use pathway. Is the current
the current
idea?
Pathway.
Yeah, we got
right. But I think we're kind of getting ahead of ourselves, because the first step that we need to do, according to the website, is send ODOT a letter of intent, and the letter of intent clearly needs strong support from the school board or the school district. And I'm not sure if we who's following up on that? Because we're not going to get our foot in the door if we don't have the school district behind us, and it's in the transportation system plan, and the city's behind it, and we need to know how much right-of-way, you know, what kind of stuff we need. So I think there's a lot more information gathering we need before we can start engineering the sidewalks and what exactly we want. We've got to get into, once we at least get the letter of intent and they say, yeah, this looks like a good project, they can help us do the engineering and maybe find the best solution, you know, whether it's an 8-foot path or a 10-foot path, and that kind of stuff. But I think if we don't get tie down the school district's support for this, we're not going to go forward at all.
You're totally correct.
So I think by getting down to the details of what exactly we want to build, we're getting way ahead of ourselves.
Right.
So I don't know if that's, you know, who's in charge of contacting the school district or if anyone has.
Well,
and I emailed Becky Gilliam, the Safe Routes School Coordinator, and asked her what exactly are they looking for from the school districts to get for support, and does she have a sample letter of that, we could say, hey, school principal, in fact, there's a new principal at Cummings, which is not probably a good thing because, we might have to bring her clear up to speed on this. I'm not sure how she feels about sidewalks, but maybe we just go to the school board. So I think we need some help to say, how exactly do we build the support so that our letter of intent is as strong as we can make it? And it's pretty general, other than, the letter of intent, it's just a 2-page form that's in
that
on the website.
Of?
Yeah, the template.
And we need it by end of this month? August. I think it was August 31st.
Letter of intent due by midnight August 31st.
Yeah.
Right.
So we need, so we have to have the school districts at least acknowledge support.
Right.
See, the city of Kaiser doing the grant work. The Safe Routes to School grant to ODOT is going to be from the city
of Kaiser. Right.
So it's the letter of intent from the city of Kaiser.
Exactly.
So we need to write the letter, present it to the board somehow.
City council, yeah.
City council.
Right, and show that it's consistent with the transportation system plan,
right.
So it has the support of the affected school district.
Yep.
A lot of the stuff it's in 1 mile of a Title I school, that's not a problem. Have we identified the 20% cash match?
Well, to identify the 20% cash match, you have to identify the project.
Right.
And get it costed out.
Right.
So you can determine the 20%.
That's right.
What did we decide?
Oh, we thought about maybe the school district's donation or contribution of right-of-way, whether that might satisfy the 20% in the Cummings, in the project anyway.
Don't they have in the upcoming school district budget, don't they have something for Cummings about that, a bark path or something? What was it?
Yeah, someone said
somebody remember
maybe
that?
So.
We need to talk to the school district to find out what they plan on doing and when.
Right.
And the other was, I wasn't sure, most of you knew, I went out and rewalked the Kennedy area, which you could do, needs to be done at Cummings anyway. And wrote down every address, every violation in the area and the address and turned them all in. To
violation of what?
Oh, grass growing on the sidewalk, trees hanging over, brush, which the school district was the largest offender with the lack of ADA accessible sidewalks, parking cars in front, over the sidewalk, so you couldn't walk, you couldn't use it, things like that. So, and gravel out in the bike path and things. They weren't major things, they were all small things. So when the city, at least they made an effort, because I noticed I went and drove by there the other day and a lot of the brush has been cut back and people have gone up and edged their sidewalks. So our sidewalks, which were down to 3 feet, are now back out to 5 feet wide. So we made, the city made that effort, but I don't know if you can assign a cost to it. But I was just saying, you know, we did make an effort to improve things. But I guess my time doesn't count for now. Anyway, so, but that's one. And the other is whether or not the city actually does some other stuff, if they put signs up or...
For the match?
Yeah. And it depends. Some of the things we asked for don't cost much. So if you're talking about, was it a 20% match?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so if it's a $10,000 project, all you need is $2,500.
The project that we're looking at has to be at least $60,000 and no more than $2 million. The entire money for the entire state of Oregon is only $16
million. Yeah.
Is there someone in the school district that deals with, beyond just maintenance and grounds, but like actual...
Facilities.
Facilities for, there's, you know, pad facilities?
There are facilities managed. I'm not sure. In every school district's a little different. I suppose you start with the director of elementary ed, or start with the superintendent's office. They'll tell you where to go, and then somebody else will tell you where to go.
Mike, I emailed Hirsch about this, too, and he said that Bill was actually in contact with the school. I mean, this was the email I got from him today. Bill has been in contact with the school district and also kind of looking at the cost of a coming sidewalk. Do you know anything about that?
I'm not sure the cost. I know he's been talking with them, and as far as the involvement with the school granting us right away to be able to build that 10-foot pedestrian path there, but he's still waiting to hear back from them
okay.
to see where we're at with that. As far as the letter of intent, I know that we discussed that a little bit, and he said there weren't a lot of nuts and bolts to that, and that was something that we'll be able to get out fairly easily. It's
okay.
basically just putting the project together and saying this is what we're gonna do. So, and definitely adding that piece from Dearborn to Shemawa with that, because I mean that's a real doable thing, and it'll benefit everybody. So
okay. So do you think Bill and Hirsch have that under control? I mean are they working on
we need to follow up on
yeah,
it. Well, somebody needs to call them tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess we need to hear from Hirsch.
Are you going out of town again?
I am.
He's gone.
I'm leaving Tuesday. I will be out of town for 10 days.
Okay.
And from this, I'm just curious for what you are proposing to council. Will this be two projects, or will this be one? I mean, I've heard Dave talk about one, and I've heard Wayne you talk about two. So that's why I'm just curious. So Bill knows how to move forward.
Currently, I'm hoping we can promote two projects.
Okay.
And let me explain my reason for that.
You'll probably
tell me you don't have money, right? Well, for two projects.
Side the point.
But that's so. We've had Cummings has been a long-term issue for many, many years, and you know it's something that we want to get done. But we also learned that Kennedy is a Title I school. 86% of their students are low-income students, and so we created another project to. See if we can do something in that area to help that school or help kids get to school safely. I would like to submit two projects to City Council, and then City Council can say if they might have money for both. They may not. Probably not. So where I'm going with this is I would like to submit two projects.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to be clear on that.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Two separate projects.
Yes.
Here's when I sit and look at it, we got a Safe Routes to School grant opportunity coming up. Everything I read says it's one, but we can, you know. We have several problems, not only in those two schools, but elsewhere. And so it looked to me like we have the Safe Routes to School grant. I don't know if ODOT, occasionally they come up with other grants, but I can't remember. I mean, I've applied for them before, but I don't remember why. The option we have, this grant doesn't go into effect until 2020, correct? The one we're talking about?
2019.
I mean,
2019
physical year. Anyway, but we also have all of next year's budget for City of Kaiser. So we can contact Mike and Bill and the mayor and the everybody, anybody we want. I know who I'm going to call. Anyway, and we could say, we want next year, we want this, and these are some problems we need to solve, and we'd like them in the next 2 years, this budget, and then the year after. And we can ask for that directly to the
budget
committee. Whoever prepared, when they're preparing the budget committee, which is like in January.
That's what those meetings are for.
Yes. And then we have budget meetings in March, so we can come, all of us, one at a time. We want this done. And we can ask for that at the budget committee.
March or April?
Well, yeah.
Don't get us too far.
So anyway, so that's an option for a lot of money. I mean, you could, I remember I was on the budget committee when we asked for a new policeman. We got $170,000, so I think that's what a policeman cost. Do you remember? Something
not
like
right
that. It was a lot, though. Anyway, but I remember when that was asked for, and things, the numbers were pushed around in the budget so that that money was made available. Okay, so that's actually a better chance of getting that money than we are of getting the Safe Routes to School grant. And so I was going to bring that up, and we got lots of time on that because we got to get it ready and what we need to have in the data support us to ask Mike and Bill to get that in the budget. And then the other thing that has to be done is the long-range transportation plan for the city of Kaiser and the Mid-Willamette or Salem-Kaiser or Mid-Willamette Valley transportation plan and all that. We need to change some of the priorities because I can find little teeny projects. They're scheduled for 2030 instead of 2020. And then we got projects scheduled for 2020 like the big road from Lock Haven up to Wheatland Road where you change all of that Wheatland intersection. And you know those two big nice fields over there by, they're going to be over whatever they're going to put in there, something. Roads. So those are options I would think we'd need to look at also.
These are city projects. I think we're trying to focus now on Safe Routes to School projects.
And that's where we should narrow it down to one. But you said two, but I don't know how we can apply for two.
If let's say we write up two excellent projects.
Okay.
Okay, and we do our letter of intent, and we get maps, and we do a really good job, make it look really good. And the city will need to come up with a 20% match of the cost of whatever that project is, or both, one or both of them, if they can. If we get that approval from the city saying that they can do at least 20%, and that that 20% includes pre-engineering, that, for example, Cummings, there has been some planning already done, pre-engineering type planning, that can count as the 20% match. Okay, so if we can get the 20% for Cummings from, for example, pre-planning or pre-engineering, that does qualify as a 20%. That means the city might be able to do a 20% on another project. Don't know. Don't know the cost of the other project yet.
Can you submit to Safe Routes?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just...
Good. Yes.
Good question.
We have two letters of intent, then.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. But we need to get the letters of intent. Okay, so our priority one is letters of intent. Who's writing that? The city council, right? So we need that letter first. I mean, we need that letter. Okay. So we need to contact.
I would assume we'd write the letter for the city to review and then edit if necessary.
Well, I would think if we, in conjunction with Public Works, comes up with a letter of intent and checks off all the boxes we need to, we give that to the city council to yay or nay, and we can come up with the 20% and we will want to support this because it's the city of Salem who would submit the letter of intent. City of Kaiser.
So we need at least a name and number for the school district's person who supports it.
Okay. Or a letter.
Or a letter would be nice if they just say, we support this project.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't, yeah.
Okay. For Kennedy, we have a name. It's Jesse Leonard.
That's the principal. He's the principal.
School principal. And we also have a gentleman that works at Kennedy and very knowledgeable of Kennedy.
May I suggest something?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chairman. We have Chuck Lee lives in Kaiser, and he's our representative. I would suggest getting him involved, Chuck Lee, and Jesse Leonard would be, being that I know the area pretty well, and I've walked it a lot of times too myself. I'm kind of glad somebody's doing something here. I love Cummings and Kennedy both are, but I would definitely get Chuck Lee involved, and if you want, you can have him contact me because I kind of know a little bit about Kennedy Elementary and stuff. So that would be helpful.
He's on the school board?
He's on the school board. He's our Kaiser rep, basically. He's the guy from our area. So I would definitely get him involved.
And we need to get...
And Jesse Leonard would be a great contact also. He's a principal there.
Hard to get a hold of.
I have his number if you... on both.
So we need to contact the school district, find out who's in charge, and Chuck Lee, and let him know what we're doing.
School board member.
Right, he's the school board member. Yes. In case we need him to call, just in case we need him to get the letter of intent, and then we need Public Works to knock out a letter of intent.
We also have another name, Christy Perry, superintendent of Salem Kaiser School District.
Right. She's still superintendent.
Do we need her involved, or
I don't think so.
Well, probably not.
Okay.
And this is all next week's workload because next city council is Monday, the 20th. So this is, it's right,
we need
right
to
now.
Who do you want to go after, the school board or the Bill? Oh, you're leaving Tuesday. Who else?
I'm leaving Tuesday, so I'm not going to be real available. Okay. I'm going to be in Colorado.
You know any of those people down the school
I know,
district?
Chuck. Okay. Yeah, I would be happy to follow up on that, and I'll coordinate with Bill Lawyer in case he's already made some contacts so that we don't have six different people going different ways.
Get the letter of intent from the
school
district.
Yeah, get some support from the school district, because I know Chuck, and I'll see who Bill's contacted, and I can find out who's head of facilities if we need to do that. And I don't know if anyone knows the new principal at Cummings or not.
Okay.
It's a lady.
Yeah.
They have her name, or I have her name somewhere.
I actually have a meeting with her.
Do you? I'm not mentioning this to her.
Okay.
Okay. So, Kathy, will you be doing contacts for which school?
Right. I can do for both of them.
For both.
Okay.
I'm
thank you.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion.
Okay.
That we develop committee developed two proposals for grants through the Safe Routes to School. And those would be Cummings and Kennedy. Period. Okay. And that each of those would just have one major component. That makes sense.
Well, if you do each of them with one major component and it doesn't come to $60,000, it won't be enough.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
I think it will.
One?
Well, the paths in both cases would. Yeah. Actually, the rest of the things we suggested for Kennedy didn't cost that much.
Bill Lawyer kind of tossed out a number for the Cummings project, and it would definitely meet the minimum criteria.
But we need
it was a big, it was a pretty big number.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Is that, now I make that as a motion. Does anybody want a second? I don't care if anybody does.
What was it again?
I just want to make sure that the committee is going to develop two safe routes to school
proposals.
Grant proposals.
I'll second that.
For Cummings and Kennedy.
Okay. We have a motion on the table for two projects, and it's been seconded by Kathy. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed, say nay. Okay.
Now
so
we have to do it.
Moving forward, we'll submit two proposals, one for the Kennedy area and one for the Cummings area with,
okay.
Maybe we should just leave it at that.
Okay, and, okay, so you're going to deal with the letters of intent.
I'm going
to
work on the
letters, the two letters with school support.
Right.
Okay, we need to, we've got a proposal that needs to be refined. So if all of you would read that and look at it. But we need another proposal like that for Cummings, and I don't know how that's going to come about.
This is a, this proposal is on a template, and it's, okay, you can fill it out online. You save a copy of the template, and then you fill it out. And then when we're ready and we've got it totally refined, then we can upload it to and send it in.
If, could you do that?
I know how.
You know how. It saves a lot of us a lot of work. Could you do one for Cummings for the multi-use path?
Yes.
Just, and leave it just at that?
Yes.
Would that, well, could you,
you might want to coordinate with Hirsch because I think he's.
Well,
oh, is he doing it?
I've already asked Hirsch to write Cummings. Oh, okay. I haven't seen anything yet.
Okay. But we need it done by Monday. When you leave, it would be nice to have it done before you left.
That's true.
I mean, we
can. Okay,
it's
an
editable document. It's not like it's written in.
I do have, I was there on the walk, the street walkthrough when at Cummings. And I do have Bill Lawyer's description of the project, and so I'll be happy to write it up. So okay. I'll write up proposal for Cummings. We've got one for Kennedy, which is still needs a little work, but it's getting closer.
Can you mail whatever you get, as far as you get? Can you get?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
All right. That, who has to, so the next board meeting's the 20th?
August,
yes. So
we do have a.
If we get Public Works is going to write the letter of intent.
We need to check and see who's going to do it.
Okay.
So there is a bit of a time crunch.
Well, yeah.
Time crunch to get things
because
done.
Because somebody needs to present, I don't know, it seems like one of. You guys should present that to the city council.
I could,
yeah. I'll come with you if I'm around. I can't remember. My calendar's busy. Okay. Yeah, I'm just looking at timelines, and if we put things off, it won't happen.
Right.
So how would Mike, you know Bill better than I do, how would that best occur?
The letter.
Yeah, should I go sit in his office till he writes it?
No, I think he's already planning on assisting with that.
Okay.
Taking what you all have put together and then just formulating that into something easy enough to send off.
Okay.
So I think that's already in his mind to do.
Okay.
So
could you?
He has till the 31st, and I know that's right around the corner.
Right. No, but if I have
to go to council,
if I have to present it to the council on the 20th.
When is the 20th?
Next
gosh.
Yeah, 11 days. Week from Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right?
Today. Well, the 18th is Sunday, then it's next Tuesday.
Yeah, next Tuesday. That'll count. Yeah, a week from Tuesday.
It's a week and a half.
Today's the 9th. Thursday the 9th. 10th, 11th, 12th.
Oh, that's 14th. Right. Oh, yeah.
Okay. We got a week
of three.
Okay,
too much
Mike.
To do people.
Mike, would you let Bill know we would. It would be nice if this was done so we could present it to the city council on the meeting of August 20th.
The letter of intent?
Yes. And if there's a problem with that, then contact all of us. Send up a red flag.
Okay. My question was, does the letter of intent have to be submitted to council, or just the fact you're sending two proposals and the council decides which way you're moving forward, and then once that's chosen, then then it's like, okay, we have the okay for this, and then you just write the letter of intent and mail it off. Is that?
Well, the letter of intent, I don't know. The city council has to send the letter of intent.
Right, but what he's saying is if the letter of intent's for the Safe Routes to School group, which is due the 31st,
yes.
If on the 20th, all we have to do is get their approval for one or the other, then it still leaves another 11 more days to actually draft the letter.
But they also need to confirm the match.
Yeah.
Right, so we have to have something to show to them on the 20th. And
so the letter, actually it's letters, plural of intent, or letter of intent with two projects or two letters.
Okay, and then the city will need some time to cost out the project and then determine if they can afford the 20% match.
We have to give them something that cost out. For Cummings, do we have everything nailed down to a degree?
I know what Bill Lawyer said. I know what his definition of the Cummings project is. It just hasn't been written up yet.
It's always cost more.
Unless Hirsch has done it.
Okay. And now for the Kennedy, though, we don't have...
Kennedy, we have defined it as pretty well.
Okay, but do we have... I mean, I wasn't sure if you were saying in that Kennedy thing was all of those or
I think if we just go with my suggestion would be
the multi-use path is the important item.
Okay.
It's listed as priority one under section five C.
I'm gonna
this one.
Put a star by that one.
Yeah. So
the other things would be helpful, but maybe not required.
Okay. Is everybody okay? What do you think, Wayne? We're not going to let Wayne go on vacation until
he goes. We got to go on vacation because we just...
Yeah.
Got to go.
Got to go to Arizona before it cools off.
So, yeah, we'll be on vacation. So, Kathy, you'll be doing some letters. I'll be writing Cummings definition.
I'll talk.
David, you're planning on presenting to City Council on August 20th?
I can.
Mike and I. Mike.
Or Mike. Okay. Thank you both.
I'll support. I'll go with him. No way we can both sign up. We get more time.
I think that's all I have on Safe Routes to School. Let's see what else we can talk about today. Next item would be committee member input. Kathy, anything you'd like to add?
I don't think so. I think I already gave all my input.
Yeah, you brought to the attention that we need these letters of intent, and we got to get them to the right people in the right time. Okay.
School district support.
Okay. David, anything you'd like to
add? Last Saturday, Lake Point Church put on their Serve Fest at Claggett Middle School. And are all of you familiar with that, what that is? Well, they do a heck of a job. They, and all year, gather clothing and stuff. Like this year, I guess, with bikes, too. And it's for low-income people. I'm not sure how they, I don't know if they're even selected or if they walk in off the street. But anyway, they had the gym at the middle school packed with clothing to give to people, and they've contacted people throughout the city of Salem and Kaiser, hairdressers, barbers, a dog groomer. This year, the year before, I didn't see the resume writer. The year before, they had somebody helping people write resumes. Bicycle helmets, bike repairs.
Photographer.
Yeah, a family photographer. Yeah, neat. That really nice community service event. So we went, Kathy and I and Hirsch and
Joe.
Who else was there? Joe. Oh, and Joe was there. Yeah, Joe helped. Anyway, we had, they bought $200 worth of helmets from us, which is 40. And Hirsch and I kicked in, we had some others lying around, 10, 9 more, something like that. And so we fit each kid with the helmet, which is important because you don't want a kid wearing the helmet the wrong size, and then he falls and gets hurt, and we'll probably hear about it. So they were all fitted. And what took us 45 minutes? Yeah.
47 helmets.
Yeah.
More than a helmet a minute.
Yeah. So we got all and fitted all these kids, and the people who came later, we told them we'll see them again in the fire department in September when we have another event.
So you ran out of helmets. You still had people that wanted.
Yeah, we still had people in line when we ran out. Yeah. Nice event.
Joe, you have anything you'd like to add?
No.
Okay. Mike? Michael?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your willingness to present to City Council.
Yeah.
My input, as I've been working on the action plan for Kennedy, trying to define that, and then still want to encourage two projects. So we got that going tonight. I do have a little bit more. I received some material from ODOT. Anyone wants one of these?
Wow, cool.
In your yard?
we
can order one for you. Okay. So I live on River Road North. Thousands of people go by my house. I could put this one in front of my house. What it's about is it says every intersection is a crosswalk is what we're doing with that. Does TV see that? Okay. We're on TV now? Okay. You got some flyers, the same thing, crosswalk information. I have a whole list of other things from ODOT that are free if we want to get more handouts or brochures, but I'll look at that.
Except for bicycle information. They're okay. Out, and they're not going to have any for a while. They forgot to put it in the budget.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Mike, Public Works, can you tell us what's going on in Public Works?
The only update I have really is the Dearborn Bridge project. As you know, that's still closed there, and things are moving along pretty good. They stand to open up the end of the week, the first week of September. So, barring any unforeseen issues, I'll be back open. So, right now, setting up some bunch of styrofoam for some fill. So it's kind of interesting. If you get a chance, you can still the park's still open, so you can go by and just kind of watch what's going on. It's pretty neat. So that's it that I have. It's moving along and should be open soon.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Trevor from Police Liaison.
Nothing really to report. Our five guys are out of the academy and they're out on the road with their field training officers. So they're coming along. We've got one that's graduating here soon from the academy, so everything looks to be on board for getting the traffic team up at the end of the year. So we have two officers, and then we have a sergeant that's going to be taking over that unit.
Okay. Thank you.
I have a question for Trevor. Trevor, is that's Ridge Road? If you go up Kaiser Road, up by the baseball fields, is that called Ridge Road?
Ridge Drive.
Ridge
Drive.
Ridge Drive. Mm-hmm. I was up there. Am I wrong that you could park, as long as you get two wheels off the road, you can park up there?
No.
Oh, okay. Because that's sometimes what happens. Is that it
a
gets
lot of
really
times
crowded
that's what
on baseball nights.
And I, again?
Well, when they're having their baseball up there, a lot of people were parking up on the road, and I wasn't sure, you know. It looked narrow, like I'm assuming an ambulance could still get in there if they had to, but.
That's a political issue that I am not going to address.
No, I'm not asking you an opinion. I hate to use the word law, but rule that says you can't park on both sides of a narrow road so tightly that you inhibit a fire truck or an ambulance getting to where they need to go?
Well, yes and no. It depends on if it's signed or not. In that particular area, it's signed no parking on the east side of that roadway. I'm not sure. Mike just mentioned bicycle lane. I'm not sure if there's a bicycle lane that traverses that area.
But not really.
If there was, you wouldn't be able to park there as well.
There
that
is.
Has been a hot topic. Oh, and if there is, then clearly not. If there's not, I know that the signage is there, no parking. That has been a hot topic since I started my career. I played Little League there starting in 1977, which we didn't have the diamonds there at that time, but shortly thereafter, I mean, it's a city park. It's a beautiful complex, and just everybody uses it. So I know that we just had the conversation in the police department not too long ago about that as a peripheral discussion to some others and what we enforce, what we don't enforce, what's been made political and so on and so forth. So in that particular area, technically it's signed no parking, and if somebody was directed to go up there, they would write probably 30, 40 tickets
evening that the season's open. I was curious because it seems, Mike, and I don't know what you do with that information, but it seems, well, there you go, city council member, what do you know? It seems to me that with, I was up there the other day walking Kaiser Road, and there were no people using the baseball field, but I thought there was more than I expected cars coming along that, and then down Kaiser Road to get to Verda, and there was no, but there wasn't a problem, except there's no, if there's a bike lane, I don't think there's a bike lane.
So remember, but you've got that Ridge Drive dumping into McLeod Lane now. So McLeod Lane comes all the way through
and
there.
And I think there's people going that way to get to, I don't know where they're going. Could be going down Verda or wherever. But anyway, there were more cars than I thought. Not a lot, 10, 12, you know, in 15 minutes. But I see that as a potential problem, but it seems to me that the city, in their budgeting process, somebody should fix it.
So
and I didn't. So I was just wanted to know: is that a fixable problem, Mike?
There's bike lanes on there. I'm just looking down. I mean, a bike lane, it has to be, I think it's 5 feet, and if it's under that, it's just a pedestrian walkway. But I mean, it's you shouldn't be parked. I don't.
Well, anyway, I'm just bringing it up as a problem. I didn't even write it up as something that was fixable. But it's not safe routes to school because nobody goes.
Just for general knowledge, if there's a bike lane on the road, you can't park on that road. Is that correct?
You can't park in the bike lane itself.
You can park on either side of it.
On any bike lane on any street in Kaiser.
Correct.
So we need more bike lanes.
No, I just, it should, I'd like, we need to bring that up.
That was a public service announcement.
I have a question. Is there any, can people park in the church parking lot right next to it?
So the answer to that is yes, but it's, the church owns that property, and so if on a particular special event, wedding, or something that goes on a Saturday when they have little leagues, they do have it posted that their parishioners have first priority at that. Same thing on Sunday if there's a tournament that goes through the weekend. So the police department has fielded calls for service because of the parking issues that are on Ridge Drive, and then also that are in the parking lot there at the church. And now with the advent or with the connection with McLeod, it's going. I can't fathom that it will not have to be addressed again because of the more traffic that's going to be using that. As soon as people realize that is now open and a throughway to get past there. Now I travel that every once in a while myself. And I can't imagine, it's kind of out of the way, and you're really not avoiding a whole heck of a lot.
But there's no traffic on it. So maybe some of the people, I take roads just because nobody else is on it. So maybe some of those people down in the new development buildings
are do the same whatever, thing.
Do yeah, the same so. Thing.
Any more for your police update?
Say again?
Anything else on your police update?
Nothing else.
Thank you, sir. Can we get a council update, Mr. Herrera?
Yeah.
Councilman Herrera.
Looking over Trevor over there, the police department. Weird. A national night out. I hadn't been to one of these in a long time, but I want to commend from Chief and Andrew and all the guys. They do an excellent job of organizing that thing. I forgot how cool that was. Not only do they inform as we go out to all these night out events, I think we all go to, what, 4 or 5, Trevor, something like that. And but they inform the folks, they interact with them, and they communicate. And it's just so awesome because you could tell the people have been there year after year. And they're not like going out there and seeing the kids they used to coach and, you know, just being out there. But the way it's organized through the police department. And I will also add the fire department was out there with all four rigs were out there. And I happened to see one when they came over to Newton Park, and they had the hose going on there with the kids. Man, it was just so awesome. But watching the way Kaiser does that is so it's so cool. And my compliments to our police department and our fire department. Anyway, I'll get that out of the way. But as far as the city goes, it's kind of uneventful. I'm filling in for Marine, so I don't have a whole bunch. But I will say this. We did have a service for Wally Moll a week ago. I don't know if you guys knew him. I know Trevor and Mike did. But you were there, weren't you, Mike? And that was pretty, you know, I made it, but and then I got to see Carol and the girls. But listening to the stories of Wally and the impact he did, not only on our city, but our kids in the sports world. And one of the stories I wish I should have said was that Wally was our boss one time. And he was, during the summer, he would always call us. And in those days, we had radios. And we'd either meet up at the North 18 or the South 18. Well, the 18 was 7-Eleven, and he'd buy ice cream for us. Back in the days when it was kind of cool. But Wally will be missed. I got to see him in Vegas a couple times, go down and see him where he worked. But I'll always remember he introduced me to Mike Tyson. Never forget that, in Las Vegas. But anyway, we lost him, so that was kind of interesting. And good crowd. My compliments to Officer Inman and Dorothy Deal, who I got to ride out with, and very professional, very fun. It was really cool. So that's pretty much all I have. And again, thank you for SurfFest. That's a wonderful event. I participated with that a couple years. In fact, my friends come out and cut hair on that event. But it's also the Kaiser Way, so we love it. So, and that's all I got. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anything else that we need to bring to the traffic attention? Traffic committee attention. Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you.
The Ridge Road thing on the November's meeting, and we'll submit something to the budget committee to fix it.
Wayne?
Yes.
Do you have a number for Jesse Leonard?
He has his phone.
Oh, it's a he. Jesse's a he.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Will you see Hirsch soon?
Yes, I'm going.
I'll be doing it.
I was so pleased to see her sign on the Dorfler's lawn.
Me too.
She seems like a really neat person.
You've been to city council?
Are
you talking about Claire?
Yeah, Claire.
Oh, I've seen, I'll tell you, I'm really impressed.
I haven't seen her talk yet. I've just read about her.
And her guy called me up. We got something to get. So I'm going to help her bring people in.
Good.
But anyway, she's.
Yeah.
You know, and.
Okay,
someone else on the Marion County Commission. Oh my God, we need someone. We don't.
All right.
Gosh, I grew up with Sam, and they're all my friends. By the way, Jan and I are good friends too. By the way, she's gone.
Yeah, she's been gone a while.
They have an order sheet and some information.
Oh, Matt, yeah.
A letter. They said they had not too many of these things, but they can get more. There were a limited number printed. If you would like more, please let me know.
Yeah, okay. So you got an email for Jesse?
You want one?
Yeah, I got you off track.
I'd like one. Well, though, hey. Hi.